Good afternoon. You are listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Cormery. The city and borough of Juneau issued an avalanche alert via text this afternoon, telling residents in the Mount Juneau slide path to be prepared. It's the second avalanche alert issued in the last week as record-breaking snow blankets the community and the mountains above it. Ryan O'Shaughnessy, Juneau's emergency programs manager, says the alert is not an evacuation advisory.
It's reminding folks to be prepared to evacuate and that conditions can change rapidly.
He said that the historic 4-foot snowpack appeared to stabilize over the weekend, but today the avalanche risk rose again due to a change in the weather.
With new snowfall today, warming temperatures and high winds in the forecast, avalanche danger is increasing.
The alert covers residents in the Barrens and White neighborhoods, as well as Thane Road. The road remains open, but drivers are reminded not to stop in the avalanche zone. In the event of an avalanche evacuation, O'Shaughnessy said Centennial Hall will be an emergency shelter, and the American Red Cross has resources staged there now. He also said the Alaska Department of Transportation is prepared to clear evacuation routes. He said the avalanches that DOT triggered above Thane Road on Gastineau Ridge last week weren't very large, and that tells him two things. The snowpack is a bit more stubborn than anticipated, and there's still a lot of snow up there. And residents of Juneau are living in a snow globe. Another winter storm began last night, dropping more snow on top of the 4 feet that fell just after Christmas. During a break in the snowfall over the weekend, many residents prepared for the oncoming winter storm by digging out roofs, driveways, and cars. Nicole Farron is the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Juneau. She says that between 4 and 7 inches fell across Juneau this morning, but the snow is still falling. The agency predicts between 4 and 15 inches throughout the panhandle through tomorrow, with a lot of variation depending on location. She says that although the temperature has risen above freezing in some areas, it hasn't consistently changed over to rain.
We're definitely seeing some unusual observations as far as temperatures right now. We're also noting that south of us, a lot of locations like Cake is up to 34 degrees, but they're still snowing.
Farron says that's because it can still be cold enough in the clouds to produce snow, but she says that could change back and forth. At this point, snow showers are expected to continue through Tuesday. Juneau Harbor Master Matt Cresswell says the city's Docks and Harbors Department brought up 9 additional staff members to clear snow and pump out boats.
I feel like we're finally catching up a little bit and getting our heads back above water.
The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has authorized the city to dump relatively clean snow into Gastineau Channel, including from docks and vessels, as operators are running out of space on land. That does not include snow from highways, which has been polluted by salt and de-icing chemicals. The city also published a map of fire hydrants and storm drains on Monday. The city is still tallying damages from the record snowfall. Part of the Fred Meyer gas station awning, at least one carport, and the roof of a martial arts dojo near the airport collapsed under the weight of the snowpack. Doug Murray has been the chief instructor at the dojo for a decade.
Yeah, this is a big blow. If we go out and look elsewhere, you know, and for a place to rent, you know, it's most likely going to be 3 to 4 times the cost we were paying.
He says the dojo has been renting the building for more than 40 years. Now the group is looking for other spaces to practice while the building owners assess the structure. And amid record-breaking snowfall and unusually low temperatures, some residents in a mobile home park in Juneau have been without enough water to take a shower for more than 2 weeks. And it's not clear when the issue will be fixed. Some Thunder Mountain Mobile Park residents haven't been able to use their showers or do laundry during the holidays in recent snowstorms. Wright Services, the company that owns the park, says it won't be able to repair the main water line until temperatures warm. And warm weather isn't in the forecast anytime soon. Tammy Jablonski says it's making it hard to live her life.
I had, like, just a trickle come out, not enough to flush the toilet, not enough, obviously, to take a shower or wash dishes or do anything else. Laundry, nothing.
Jablonski has lived at the mobile park for more than 10 years. In 2020, the park lost water pressure during a cold spell, but it was resolved after a few days. This time, she says her water has been nothing but a trickle since December 20th. Wright Services General Manager David Crocker says some of the pipes that connect the main city water line to individual mobile homes are frozen.
Once it happens up at the top where the connection is that the residents are responsible for, it can freeze them down into the main line and cause issues with people, other people in the park other than just that one unit. So we've been working diligently to try to identify where those issues are and take care of them.
But Crocker says they can't reach the main line with construction equipment because the ground is frozen. Instead, they're trying to trace the blockage by investigating each report. According to survey results Crocker shared, out of 89 residents, 60 initially had issues with low water pressure, and as of Monday, people in 11 residences reported the pressure had improved. When the pressure issue started, the company provided each resident with cases of water, two-day passes to Juneau's pools for showers, and portable toilets in the park. But Jablonski says that the cases of water are long gone, the local pools have been closed sporadically, and the porta-potties immediately froze and are unusable. She says she called Right Services before the new year to ask if there'd be a rent reduction. Instead, she was charged the full amount, plus a rent increase that the company informed residents of before the water issue started.
I never got a phone call back, and I have an auto payment for the park on my bank account, and it came out big as you please, and it went up.
She says she hasn't been hearing much from the company as this problem persists. When asked about rent reduction, Crocker told KTOO the company is focused on repairing the issue and declined to answer the question. The Alaska Landlords and Tenants Act says tenants can seek damages via lawsuits if services that should be provided in their leases aren't. Jablonski says she and other residents just want running water again.
We are asking for help. We're not trying to be demanding. We're not being ugly. We're asking for basic services.
In the meantime, the lack of water has taken a toll, she says, especially on top of the historic amounts of snow.
And I love a good snowstorm, but this one has handed my tail to me. The amount of money I've had to spend to get dug out, to help dig out myself, to get my roof cleaned off, to not be able to come in and take a hot shower and cook a good hot meal using water. It's like, are you kidding me?
And with another snowstorm descending, she worries that a fix won't come anytime soon. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. And flu cases are spiking in Alaska, like in the rest of the United States and abroad. The state is also seeing a surge in hospitalizations related to the flu. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more on how Alaskans can protect themselves.
At least three Alaskans have died from complications of influenza so far this season, according to state epidemiologists. And the surge in cases this year is happening earlier in the season than last year. Benjamin Wesley is an infectious disease physician in Anchorage. He says he and his colleagues are concerned about how many patients they're seeing with severe cases of the flu.
Most of us are saying that we've never in our careers seen so much both volume of flu coming into the hospital rapidly, as well as how ill people are.
Alaska has seen about 1,100 reported flu cases so far this season. Those most vulnerable to have severe cases or be hospitalized include anyone age 65 and older, kids under 2, those with underlying medical conditions, obese people, pregnant women, and Black, Latino, and Alaska Native people. Symptoms of the flu include fever, cough, sore throat, headache, a runny or stuffy nose, and tiredness. Wesley says it can be hard to tell the flu apart from other respiratory illnesses, but he says people at higher risk for complications should consider getting treatment right away. Doctors can prescribe Tamiflu, which is a medication that can reduce the flu's severity.
If you have a risk factor for bad outcome of flu and you have an influenza-like illness, meaning you have symptoms consistent with flu, you do not need a test and shouldn't even really get a test. You should just get treated.
Wesley says people sick with the flu need to talk to a provider to get a prescription, but they don't necessarily need a doctor's visit. It's best to take Tamiflu within 48 hours of experiencing flu symptoms, but he says it can be effective for those with risk factors after that. Joe McLaughlin heads the state section of epidemiology. He says this flu season is dominated by a new variant, but getting the existing flu vaccine is still the best prevention.
Historically, even when there are new variants of influenza that are circulating, people who are vaccinated tend to still have some protection against flu cases, but more importantly, they still seem to be quite well protected against hospitalization and death compared to those who have not been vaccinated.
He says Alaskans can also protect themselves by washing their hands, staying away from coughing people, and staying away from crowds. He says if you get the flu, you should stay home until you've been fever-free without medicine for at least 24 hours. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
The state ferry Lituya went aground on Tuesday at about 3 p.m. near Annette Bay in southeast Alaska. The small ferry runs daily shuttle service between Ketchikan and Metlakatla. The brief grounding happened when the ferry left Annette Bay dock. It lasted less than a minute, according to Shannon McCarthy, a spokesperson with the Alaska Department of Transportation. She says the grounding is a rare event in Alaska's fleet. But the Lituya was out of service until Friday while inspections were conducted. Officials found damage to the ship's hull, but not enough to keep it tied up. It is sailing on a limited schedule in daylight hours until it can be dry docked in early February. The U.S. Coast Guard led the investigation into the grounding. And U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski struck a note of skepticism in her reaction to Saturday's military operation ousting Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. In a social media post, Murkowski said she hopes Maduro's removal makes the world a safer place, but that authorization is important for military actions. She said the Trump administration hasn't given Congress enough information to evaluate the legal basis for it. She's among a handful of Republicans in Congress to raise questions about the operation. In November, she was one of only two GOP senators who voted to support a measure that would have blocked military action in Venezuela without the approval of Congress. Senator Dan Sullivan's response was more in line with the majority of congressional Republicans. He issued a statement praising President Donald Trump and commending the military for its skill and courage. Sullivan's post did not directly address Trump's pronouncement that the U.S. would temporarily run Venezuela, but he did reference painful and difficult lessons learned from the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. That invasion rid a country of its dictator, but enmeshed the United States in an 8-year war. Alaska Congressman Nick Begich also praised Saturday's military action, calling it, quote, a flawless execution of American power and capability, end quote. And Juneau is still under a winter storm warning until 9 p.m. tonight. It's currently 32 degrees with some snow. Tonight, that may turn into rain. As it heats up, we have a low of 34 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to get more of that rain and snow mix, and that's true for Wednesday as well. This is KTOO. Thank you for listening.